I'm going to do today. Today we only have a small amount. I have one more copy of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We only have a few more lines in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch to finish the Siman. I did not make new handouts for our next. I have to figure out what we're going to learn after we finish this. So what we're going to do today is we're going to combine the layer. We're going to finish up the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and then we just want to finish up what we've been learning from the Sefer, from the Mekor Yatzvila Sefer on Sfiras Omer. I actually have a third Sefer. Rabbi Tezner has a couple of interesting things. So we'll do the next two in Yonim together. Okay, and then we'll leave early. We'll get out early. Okay, we'll get out a little bit early. We'll see if we'll finish. We should finish early. Okay, so let's finish up this the halacha. Okay, so we are up to Simon.
What time did you say we finished?
I do not know. We'll finish early. We didn't start yet. We'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes. Let's see what happens. Okay, we don't have that much. Let's start. We're on page Kuf Lamedalet. Simon Kuf Chof Halacha Zayin. Page Kuf Lamedalet. We've just about finished. Halacha Zayin. We were in the middle of discussing the different minhagim and how to calculate the 33 days. We know that the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva died between Pesach and Shavuos. There's a very big dilemma, debate, when they died. Rabbi Nechemi mentioned yesterday that they died all the days except for Shabbos, for Rosh Chodesh, and for Yom Tov, and Shlosh Yemei Hagbala. So when you deduct Shabbos, Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, Shlosh Yemei Hagbala, maybe in Lag BaOmer, then you'll have a grand total of 33 days. We do not observe the Avela straight, since it's only a Zecher for what has happened. So therefore we have the right to consolidate, to group the days together. They can overlap with Shabbos, with Rosh Chodesh, with Yom Tov, and we have the various different minhagim. So we mentioned yesterday the basic minhag, the minhag of the Svardim is there are 33 days. It starts with the second day of Pesach, and it goes through Ad v'ad v'chlal lag ba'omer. According to the Sfardim, you're not allowed to shave or go to a wedding on lag ba'omer. You must wait until lamid dalid ba'omer, the 34th day of the Omer. Lag ba'omer is not a day you can go to the parade, according by the Sfardim. Okay. However, the minhag Ashkenaz we learned yesterday is miksas hayoyim. When it comes to avelos, miksas hayoyim kikuloi, and therefore you can be makel right away. The beginning of lag ba'omer, the early Lag BaOmer in the morning. At night, you still lechatchila supposed to observe all the restrictions of Avelus, which means that lechatchila it's not ideal to make a wedding at night. It's not ideal. That's what it appears to be. Rav Tezner, we do make weddings even in the Lag BaOmer at night, but it's not ideal. The best thing is to wait until the morning of Lag BaOmer and wait a few moments after sunrise or alos hashachar, nixiyam kikulai, and then you can shave and you can do everything, becomes mutter. Okay, now he's going to present halacha zayin, some other minhagim, other types of minhagim. V'yesh mekaymas shematidim ad rosh chodesh iyar. This is common among Nusach. Wait, who's a common among? I'm not sure who follows this minhag, but this is a common minhag. V'yesh mekaymas shematidim ad rosh chodesh iyar. The Ad Bechlal. Ad Bechlal. What would be the Maila? So someone was actually telling me, he was asking yesterday, that how could it possibly be that we had the Chazal made a minhag, was Masakin a minhag to... This is the person asked me. I'll tell you what you think. He asked me that in the yeshiva world, they do not commemorate Yom HaShoah for various reasons. And one of the reasons, one of many reasons, because Shulchan Aruch says you're not supposed to have hespedim during Chodesh Nisan. Chodesh Nisan, it's also the time of the hesped, so it's not a day to establish, to commemorate a tragedy. So he said to me, if that's the case, so how did Chazal establish Svira during Chodesh Nisan? The only minhag should be to begin Svira with Chodesh Iyar. From Chodesh Iyar until the end. There should not be any heter. And certainly, how are you allowed to have the Svira on Chol HaMoed? Chol HaMoed is Yom Tov. Yom Tov, you're not allowed to observe Avelos. What? Okay, so we'll talk about also, but you should know, you're right, so I don't know, but Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, he says something very, he says a tremendous chesed, he says that on Chol HaMoed, you should be memayit in Simcha. Chol HaMoed is Svira, the hold of Sfira, even though I'm talking about what?
Only Pesach,
because of Sfira. If you observe Sfira, if you do observe Sfira during that time, so taking a shave, that's another issue. You don't shave in Chalamoy, you don't take a haircut in Chalamoy, shaving, whatever it is, you don't do Chalamoy. But music, it's mutter. But he says not to overdo it. Just the bare music you need for Simchas Yom, but not to overdo it. So you do see, that even on Chol HaMoed, even on Yom Tov, there is a Din of Avela. So he asked me this question, what's the difference between... So I don't have a good answer.
My father held the second minute, and he used to tell us when we were kids that what's the matter, you don't do anything in Chol HaMoed, so you have to hold the second minute. You're not holding Sfira.
Okay, so this is a good question. I don't have an answer for him. This is the question about you do Enochnami. You do have the Avelis does restrict you to some degree, certainly during Chodesh Nisan, and also restricts you to some degree during Chol HaMoed. Now, Derech Agav, what?
Menachem Begin.
That's not our topic. I just use that to illustrate the point. Let's go further. Okay, v'yesh mekamos. Now let's discuss the other minute. V'yesh mekamos where shematim al arush chodesh u'mat al arush chodesh u'viyad b'chlal. You're allowed to do even including this is not, I don't think this is all that common. Even Rosh Chodesh itself. Why? Shehein shish asar yom, which is exactly 16 days. And from the time the Sfira on Rosh Chodesh Nisan is 16 days in the Yomer. In the Sfira. And that means there's not going to be any exception of you're not going to be shloishes himei hagbala. It'll take you all the way until erev rosh erev shavuos. Because if you're going to permit weddings and all of the things, even on Rosh Chodesh, they're typically, I think, always, is that correct? 2 days Rosh Chodesh?
Yes.
Year, always 2 days Rosh Chodesh year. So if you're going to be permitted to do malacha, to do simcha all the way through Rosh Chodesh, you're going to be losing out 2 days of the Shloish Shemei Hagbala. It will be aser to take haircuts and to go to weddings, even during the Shloish Shemei Hagbala. The only till the 33 days will come to an end, Erev Yom Tov. However, there is one exception. Even according to this minute, we are leaning on Lag Boimer itself, because Lag Boimer, for whatever reason, is a Yom Tov on that day. There's a tradition that Talmidei Rabbi Akiva did not die. We'll discuss a little bit later on other reasons why Lag Boimer has become a Yom Tov in itself. Now we're discussing another halacha that when Lag Boimer is on Sunday, Matidim be'erev Shabbos k'moshu k'sav nilel. We mentioned this before also, that when you have Lag Ba'omer back to back with Shabbos, when Sunday is Lag Ba'omer, so then you can be mekel, you can shave erev Shabbos k'moshu k'sav nilel. V'yesh mekom kan. That is a minik. I don't think this is a common minik. This appears to be the least common. Anyone hear of such a minik?
What?
To go to a wedding on Rosh Chodesh Iyar?
Sunday.
Yeah.
On Rosh Chodesh Bo Bayom?
We have chasim.
When is Rosh Chodesh?
Sunday, Monday.
Sunday, but that's Choftes. That's not, they don't even, they
what? It's Lamed. Sunday's Lamed.
That's Lamed.
That's Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah, but okay, maybe that's an exception. Okay, but what about Aleph? Today, do people make weddings in Aleph? Not. So maybe that's what he's referring to over here. Maybe he's referring to that Rosh Chodesh, we're counting.
Still in Nisan.
Okay, so maybe that's, so he's saying over here that there was a minute that even Aleph, the minute was that even off, even Monday, you can go to a wedding. That appears to be not common. You don't see that. If you would to make a wedding on Monday, then you would not be allowed to do shave until Erev Shavuos. V'yesh mekomo shematinim ad Rosh Chodesh iyar v'loy. Now this is common. This is more common. V'loy ad bechlal. V'yoyim rishon de Rosh Chodesh maskil v'isser. And when does this begin? The first day of Rosh Chodesh. V'yoyim rishon de hagbalo hu halam gimel. And according to that calculation, when is the 33rd day, the 33rd day ends on the first day of the Shloishes Yimei Hagbala. That means Mixayam Kikulo Vyaminan Bo Mixayam Kul. So that would mean, according to that meaning, which is pretty common, where we start the Isser on Rosh Chodesh. if you start the Yisr on Rosh Chodesh and Aleph Nis on Aleph, then you can go until the beginning of the Shloisha Simei Hagbala to Mitzayom Kekuloi Umutarim Liso Listap Erbohen. The Gam, of course, Biyom Lamed Gimel Ba'Omer Mutarim, also as well Lamed Gimel Ba'Omer Mutarim Tzimim Mutik Moshe Kasab Nulel Mitzchichem Lenug B'Chol Kehila Kehila Minig Echad. So he says this, of course, in ancient times where everyone, there used to be something called a Kehila, everyone has to follow the same Minig. V'lo Yishnu La'Sois Mitzasan Kach. Some people should not do one thing, some should not be nothing. Obviously, today we live in a big melting pot, and it's not possible. Everyone does what they want to do. And even people in the Rav Moshe's Mater, B'Shasat Chak, you can even change Minhagim. If you have, for whatever reason, you want to change this year to do one minute and do a different minute, so you can do that because of social pressure. Fine, next. Halachas Ches. Now we go to exceptions. A Sanik, a Bris Mila. Who a Toifes Satinik Bishas Mila, Vamoil, Vaviaben, three people. Mutadim Listaper, Boyom, Shalifne Hamila. They can take a haircut on the day before the Mila, the evening before Samach L'Erev, the end of the day, because you can't take a haircut. It seems that it's not, you don't take a haircut at night. That was just the barbers were closed at night. That's what it basically means. Or in the morning, of course, you have to go to davening, you're not going to have time. So you take it the day before it's mutter, you just wait until the very end of the day to take a haircut before you go to Beis Hakneset. The last thing you do in the day, you can take a haircut in preparation for the meal on the next day. Halacha tes, laso shiduchin afilu besuda mutam kol hayom. A vart, this is a very common shayla. A vart is mutter during, you're allowed to have a vart. Not only that's getting engaged. Shemikad and rach is only as far as getting engaged. What about having a suda? Now we don't really make a suda, you go to a vart, you just chop some zaynis, even if you even do that. But it's mutter. All the parties can say you can have a vart, but you should not allowed to have music. If it's during Svir, during the time when it's between Rosh Chodesh and Lag BaOmer, you're not allowed to have live music, but you are allowed to sing. You are allowed, people are allowed to get together, and if they want to sing to the Mazel Tov, that is permitted. But again, you're not allowed to have music. Ach, rikudim, u'mecholos, dancing is forbidden. Halacha yud, nehagim shloi lasas. I'm going to do a little finish up everything, then we'll come back. So I'm going to finish up with the halachas on the top. Halacha yud, nehagim shloi lasas, melacha. This is an interesting halacha concept. There's a custom that you're not supposed to do melacha from the time when the Zman begins of counting Svira until you count Svira. You're not supposed to do Melacha. From Shkia or even Ben HaShmashos, because maybe then you can count Svira until you now. You'll right away assume the reason why you can't do this is because of a general rule of that when a mitzvah, Bol Yadcha, you're not allowed to eat, like laying the Megillah. You're not allowed to, until you lay in the Megillah. Once it comes to night of Purim, until you lay in the Megillah, you're not allowed to do anything. You're not allowed to eat. Me'ikar hadin, you're not allowed to do anything until you recite Kriya Shema. We discussed that. We're not makbid on this, because since it's so hard to be makbid, as long as you have a minyan kavua, you have a shomer, you can be makel. But a mitzvah that comes around once in a while, very rarely, then the custom is to be makbid. So when it comes to Megillah, when it comes to Ner Chanukah, since these are mitzvahs which come occasionally, they're rare mitzvahs, so then that time of the year we're makbid not to eat and not to engage in other activity until we do the mitzvah. So you would assume that when it comes to Svira Asomer, it's exactly the same thing, since it's only 50 days a year. So for 50 days a year, you should be nizah, you should be careful, don't eat, don't do malacha. Now when it says malacha, Mepharshim explained, it means it doesn't just mean turning on a light switch. It means doing malacha which is involved, doing activity which is involved. You should not do this because you have a mitzvah, bo liyotcha. That's not the only reason. That's not the pshat. The reason is because since Svira Asoim is called Shabbos, a fascinating idea. It's Sheva Shabbosois Timimois. Svira is called in Chazon Torah Shabbos. And Shabbos is a Zman when you don't do Melacha. It's not only because you are during a time when mitzvah has come to your hand, you have to stop and do the mitzvah. It's Begeder Shabbos Kodesh until you actually count Svira. And that's what it says. This is the custom. Noigim shalasas malacha echad anoshim, viechad noshim, even women. Obviously, he's passing over here that noshim achayiv in the mitzvah Svira Asomer. We do not consider it to be a mitzvah seh shazman grama, like we discussed, because it's not necessarily tied to time, it's tied to the Omer. The Omer is brought, they have an obligation to do so. Kol yimei asvira mishkiya sachama ad leachar Svira Asomer. Verem is lezeh shenemar, sheva shabosois tenimos, loshim shavus, shebizman hasvira, until you count Svira, the hainu mishkiya sachama. You have to cease from malacha Ad li achar hasfira. A very fascinating minug, which I don't see to being practiced that common. I haven't seen people being so machben in this, but this is what he brings it down. It's brought down other swarm as well because of this pasuk. Halacha yud aleph, belel rishon b'mshuas ma'achim mispal larvis. It's another halacha which has fallen into disuse in many shuls, that you don't dive in marv the night of shuls until it's tmimos. You wait until it's seis akrichavim. Many shuls do this, but I've seen already the trend already. A lot of shuls, they're not so machben on this. What? Because this year it's Shabbos. We have nothing. Anyway, it's Shabbos. You have nothing to wait. You have to anyway to wait to prepare to cook. This year it's Mitzvah Shabbos. It's Mitzvah Shabbos. So anyway, you can't cook anyway. You have to wait to prepare anyway. So below we show in the Shuas Machanim Lutzpal Arvis at Seis Hakachavim Sheim Yispal Lukodim Yikablu Kedusha Yom Yikablu Kedusha Yom Early Choser Maat Mi Mem Tes Hinei Svira. You're missing from the days of the Svira, and you want Vatar Amra Sheva Shabbos Timimos Tihiena. So Sacha, just think we can make an observation. We learned from this Chiz Shemach, and when we learned before, we learned that the Iker Tamimos is in the beginning and at the end. There's a din of Tamimos every single night. We learned a few times that Al-Khathila Purse should count Svira as early as possible. The earlier you count Svira, the more of the day you're including in the Tamimos. But that obviously cannot always be done every single day, but at the very least, the biggest mile is the beginning of Svira, day 1, and day 50. Day 1, to count Svira as early as possible. As I mentioned before, that is a mile, davening mile of the second night of Pesach early, because you'll be able to count Svira the earliest time of the day. That's going to make a Shalom Bayis problem, because you're going to daven Ma'ariv early, and you're going to count Svira when it says HaKachav, and then you're going to come home, and your wife's going to say, but I didn't even set the table yet for the Seder. I have to first start cooking, because you're not allowed to start cooking because of Achon until it's late. But on the other hand, if you're going to delay Ma'ariv until a later point in time, you're going to say Svira 90 minutes after Shkia, you're losing out on some of the Tmimos, and especially the first night of the Svira, there's a greater Inyan in having Tmimos. And the proof to that halacha is, it's a proof in halacha. If a person forgets to count Svira the first night, and even if you count Svira by day the second day, according to many poskim, you can no longer make a bracha. This that we paskim that you can make a bracha if you miss a night, as long as you count by day, is only true for the 48 days. Or the 47 days. If day 10, you forget to make a bracha at night, okay, you've got the eyes, so you can count by day, and you can resume counting the next night with the bracha. But if you forget to count at the first night of Svira, the second night of Yom Tov, even if you count by day, according to many poskim, you can no longer continue. We learn this in the Gittin Shochlech because we don't pass like that. But we want to bring out this point that why? Because Tamimois, the Iker Tamimois is the very beginning, and as well the very end. To wait until the last night, until it's 50 minutes, until it's 50 or 70 minutes after Shkia. Okay, let's see. We always test in the bottom. After we could mecholos asum avart. I go to a var during Sfira, you're not allowed to have dancing. Ayin b'taysefes chayim, al hachayodam. Shtema shano agushlo lulvosh begir chodesh lovarech shachayim ulanim so b'shum paisek. This is a halacha that does not exist. There is a custom not to make a shachayon, not to buy new clothing, new furniture, or anything which you would make a shachayon during Sfira. Right, so this is not brought down anywhere in halacha. It's not 100% inaccurate. If you have such a minig, do not change your minig. There is something to it, so therefore you need hataras nedarim.
I think it means that it was altered.
In those times, it was a big deal as well. We today, we're affluent society, even when you buy a suit, there are many poskim that tell you not to make a shechianu. Because people change, people suit something that you can buy, it's not all that expensive, and people don't have such great simcha. So but years ago, it was not likely. You buy a suit for your whole life. You buy a suit, it's for many years. And if you even have a suit that's altered, that's repaired, it's also great simcha, that certainly you do not make a bracha. I did see in another sefer that it says that if you do buy clothing during the Svira, you should make the shechianu on Shabbos. You should delay. You should put on during the whole year, and you buy a new suit, so put on this suit during the week and make the shachiyani. You're supposed to do the shachiyani within the first 3 days. You're supposed to make it within the first 3 days, and once the first 3 days pass, then you're ready, you're in trouble. But during Svira, you should delay the bracha until Shabbos. That would be the ideal thing to do. Okay, so this concludes the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch. Now I have
What you should do the Lel of Shavuot? You should wait at 11 o'clock p.m. for Temimot.
Not 11 p.m. until Tzei Saka Chavim. Tzei Saka Chavim is 60 minutes after sunset.
He says, no,
Neis Leis, the calendar day. There's no Neis Leis. Okay, now, I want to have over here another couple of interesting things on the Sefer from the Sefer Makari Atfilan from Rabbi Tezner Sefer. Let's continue where we left off. We left off yesterday. Okay. Okay, let's talk about the harachamon. After we make the bracha, we're in the middle of the nusach of the Sfira Soimer, and we make the bracha, Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvah Sfira L'al Sfira Soimer. We discussed all the various ways to say the Omer, and then we say, Harachamon Yachaz Elonu Avodah Speis Hamidlush L'mokom B'mher V'yemeinu Amen Tzala. First, we should be aware that there are many versions of the harachamon. We are brainwashed and believing there's only one version, but in fact, the one version is pretty much identical to what we say after we finish Shmona Esrei. Here at Semlof Nacha, Sheyivone Beis HaMidosh, V'mher Imenu, V'sen Chalkeinu B'sarasecha, V'shem Avadcha, B'yira Kimiela M'chushonim Kadmoniyos. That appears to have been a very popular Nusach. That Nusach is brought down, in fact, in Taisvis, Masech, and Megillah, and Daf Chof Amid Beis. It's in the Machzor Vitri, in the Maharil. A lot of the old Minhagim pretty much have the same Nusach, as somehow, even though the Maharil is the Makar of old Minhagim, we don't follow that minute. We have a shortened version of the Hirotzim, but the original version was the much longer version. Now the question is, why do we make this harachamon? What's the purpose? Since when are we making harachamons? So the answer is, it seems pretty obvious that since the whole mitzvah is on the Omer, and the Omer is, the whole mitzvah is to count from the Omer, and there is no Omer, so it's only a make-believe type of mitzvah, so to speak. According to many poskim, it's not b'zman hazeh derais, only b'rabbanan. So mainly it's a nice thing to say Hirotzim. Now where else in our liturgy do we make a harachamon? The equivalent of this Yirachamon. It's fascinating, as Rav Tezner says. There's only one other place in our liturgy, and that is Lel Pesach, Korech. When you Korech, we say, Zecher l'mikdash kehillel. Kein osa hillel b'zman shebeis ha'mikdash kehillel. Korech matzo. Umar yachad, rochem yachad, and you say the pasuk. These two are a team. These appear to be the only places where we actually say a Yirachamon after we do something.
Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that's not to be said. By Zeichel and Mikishkehillel. Those are your instructions. In other words,
it was never meant to be said. And even those who say it, you say it before, you say it after. Okay. Instructions. Okay. But it is very common that we do actually say this. So we have here basically two things which are Yehirotzim. So what's the significance? It's a tough question. By Tezner, he brings down, either it's his own or he brings it down from someone. The fascinating answer is because he says this to Yisod many times. Very B'chiddush. Let me give you some background. We mentioned when we discussed the sugya of Parsha Zohar. We went through the announcement. We went through all the various things you can possibly say, you can announce before you read Zohar, and all the problems. And one of his things that he mentioned, and it's not I don't think it's very widely accepted, is that it's a big machlekes rishonim if Parsha Zohar is the Oraisa or the Rabbana. We pretty much accept that it's the Oraisa. We accept it. But it's not 100% the Rishon Lezion. And he presented a shita that if you do a mitzvah that's only really midrabanan, and you treat it as a Oraisa, and you tell people, Rabbi Isai, I'm fooling you now. This is certainly a midrabanan, and I want you to do with the kavanah of a Oraisa, you're over on an Isser Oraisa Baal Tosef. And if a mitzvah is a mitzvah deraisa and you downgrade it into a mitzvah derabanan, you're over on an isser deraisa of Baal Tigra. And he holds this to be, this is his shita, it's a very big chiddush, what he says, he holds it to be a very serious problem, and therefore he advised, you shouldn't go make any announcements. Just say, have kavana to be yoytze, the mitzvah of zechiras lechias amolek. And don't start telling the oilam if it's the rice of the rabbanan. Whatever it is, it is. It's not nogea to know the rice of rabbanan. It's a mitzvah, you do it. You're going to start telling people what to think, you're cutting them in. You're locking them in into one shita, and you're getting them involved in problems of Baltez of Baltegra. So he says, Svira Soimer is one of those things, a big shiloh, is it deraisa derabanan? And since we, Bederach Klal, hold that it is a derabanan, it's not a deraisa, and there are people that can very easily make a mistake, I think it's deraisa. In fact, we mentioned yesterday in the L'shem Yichud, L'kayin mitzvah saseh, shal Svira Soimer. It sounds like it's a deraisa. Hey, don't get carried away here. It's not a deraisa. If you have kavanah that it's a deraisa, you're over on Baal Toysef. So therefore, you right away say, Hirotzon, the purpose of the Hirotzon, I don't know if this was the purpose, but it definitely solves the problem, to remind you, listen here, don't get carried away. Calm down. It's not a deraisa. It's only midrabanan. So don't be over on Baal Toysef. The same thing is true for Zecher L'Mikdash Kehillel. You can make a mistake and think when you do Koyrech, I'm doing a mitzvah deraisa, because bezman shabes hamidosh hayakayim korech was a mitzvah deraisa. Korech Pesach u'matzum Rav Yochanan biyachad. We don't have bezman as a Pesach, so the whole korech is only midrabanan. Not everyone is such a talmud chacham. You sit down by the seder, you make kind of the mitzvah deraisa of matzah, you make kind of the mitzvah of maror. Who knows? I'm also making kind of the mitzvah deraisa of korech. No. There is no deraisa of korech. It's only a zecher. Mainly, you say the zecher to remind the person that it's not deraisa. There should not be an ear. You should not make a mistake and be over and about toisef when you eat the korech, and that's why it's a derban. So that's how he explains why we have bedavka these two yehi ratzons. Okay, this is indeed a chiddush. Okay, now there is another very big issue of, do you say in the yehi ratzon avoidas? Some have a nusach, yehi ratzon in the middle of onecha, arach miyas alanu. That was the original nusach. The original nusach was not avoidas. Was yachser lanu based hamigdash l'makoma b'meher v'yameinu amein selah. This word avoidas appears to have been added at a later point in time to make it clear that we're referring back to the ketziras ha'omer, to make more sense of why we're reading the omer. All right. Whatever that is, let's go further. Now we come to the next part of the nusach, which is now sederim, whether you say it or not. Many people don't say this, but if you say it or not, let's just go through all the various codes. I'm sure you all seen the nusach of Sfiras Omer, and on the Sfiras Omer you have here all these letters and words and codes. What in the world is all of this about? Let's just run through all this very quickly. We have the mizmar. The mizmar is Lanatzech b'neginos mizmar. This mizmar tes samach zayin in. In Tehillim. And this mizmar, it used to be said, it brings down over here minog, every single day during Sfiras HaOmer as the yom. We live in a world where the yom is set. Whatever it said, hayom yom sheni, hayom shlishi, yom revi, and that's it. When it's Rosh Chodesh, so we'll add Baruch Hinafshi. When it is Chanukah, mizmar shel yom, mizmar shel Chanukah Sfas LaDavid. And Purim is a special yom. A lot of people don't say it. Some places they remove. You're only allowed to say one yom. So it was common in certain communities that during this 50 days of Sfira, they did not say the yom, Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni. The yom that was said was Lamatzeach b'neginos mizmar shir. Why is this the yom said? Because this has, now we're not going to include the first pasuk. The first pasuk is just not gamal. Lamatzeach b'neginos mizmar. Neginos is a musical instrument for the conductor on the neginos mizmar shir. There are exactly seven psukim. And how many words are there in all the seven psukim? A grand total of 49 words. So being that this mizmar has seven psukim, and Sfira is 7 weeks, and there are a total of 49 words, it's the ideal candidate to focus on the idea of Sfira. In addition, the fourth pasuk is Yismichu v'raninu l'umim ki sishpoit amim mishar u'l'umim ba'aretz tanchem sela. That pasuk, the fourth pasuk, has exactly 49 letters. Now the problem is it doesn't have 49 letters. it has 47 letters. However, we read the word, one of the words, which word do we read? The two words, Mishar and Yid, the words Mishar, Tishpait, and Mishar, we add another Vav. We add another Vav. The word Tishpait and the word Mishar, even though in a Ksuvim, the letter, there's no Vav, we read it as if there is a Vav, therefore that adds, appends it to a total of 49. Okay, so it's a total of 49 letters. So therefore there are three things going for this Mizmar. Seven psukim, besides the introductory pasuk, there are 49 words, and the middle pasuk, the fourth pasuk, the middle pasuk has exactly 47/49 letters. And that's why this pasuk is essential. Now, obviously, this is the Mizmar. You have to understand that this Mizmar, to some degree, tells us what the purpose of Svir is. Tikkun Olam. The theme of this Mizmar is that the world, the whole world, will come to recognize Yoducha Amim Elokim. Yoducha Amim Kulam. Yismuchu V'ranu Lu'umim. It's dealing with the nations of the world. The whole theme of the pasuk is over and over the nations. Ki Sishbait Amim Mishar U'lu'umim. The word Umim here appears multiple times. Yoducha Amim Elokim. Yoducha Amim Kulam. Eretz Nasni Yivula Yivarchenu Elokim. Elokim Yivarchenu Elokim. Kol Oso Kol Afsi Eretz. That itself tells us that the purpose of the Sphira is not just for Klal Yisrael. The purpose of Sphira, when we count Sphira, we mentioned yesterday that a lot of this stuff is mystical, it's above our understanding, but counting the Spheros is not just for Klal Yisrael. It is something which has an effect upon the entire world. Now, being that this Mizmar says it all, 47 psukim, 49 words, 49 letters, if you look in the Siddur, the next time you look in the Siddur, you'll notice that in the columns, two of the columns focus on this Mizmar. One column, like let's say Hayom Yom Echad Baomer. So there's a column, the key word for the first day is the first word of the Mizmar, Elokim. Elokim is the first word. We don't count the first pasuk. The first Lamatzeach Binegina's Mizmar Shir is not counted. We start with the word Elokim. That is the word that is associated with the very first day. Then when you look in another column, there's a Yud. That Yud is the first letter of Yismichu. There are 49 letters. Okay, so those are two of the columns. The third column is the next thing that we say, the tefillah of Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakoneh. Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakoneh composed the tefillah. This is a very mystical tefillah. Ono abichoyach gedulas mincha tater. So we say this different times, during different times. And in this, there are six lines, and each line has. There are seven. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, there are 7, so there are 7. Baruch Shem is the 8th, there are 7 lines, and each line has exactly 6 words. It's a very mystical tefillah. You can read, and at the end of the abbreviations, okay, so let's say for example, the first line is, Ona b'choyach gedulas yimincha tatir tsirura. 6 words. Well, the reason why it's so mystical is you can read it in multiple ways. You can read it in twos, Ona b'choyach kama, it makes sense. And if you want, you can read it as threes. The reason why it's so mystical is because the way these words are arranged, it can be read backwards, forwards, you can put the comma in different locations and everything will make sense. But there are 7 lines, and each line there are 6 words. So there are 7 weeks of Sphira. So each pasuk, each line is associated with 1 week of the Sphira, with one the Sphira, and the first 6 days of that week are the first 6 words, and on the 7th day, we take the first letters of each word in that line, and that's the code for that day. So on the 7th day, Hayom Yom Shvi Be'Omer, Shehem Shvu Echad, it's We finished that line. So you just need, so we take the first letter of each word. Aleph of Anah, Beis of Bekoach, Gimel of Gedulas, Yud of Yemincha, Tav of Tatir, and Tzadi of Tzura, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Yud. I don't know how to read it. Is there a way to read it? I don't think you're supposed to. You just look at it. You just look at it. You look at those letters. The one that's the most interesting that everyone knows about is the second one. The second one, we have this on Rosh Hashanah, Kira Satan. Rip up the Satan. That is the Rosh Hashanah of the second week. We're now in the second week. We're now in Kiras Satan, which is Kabel Rinas Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Nara. Accept the prayer of your people. That's why this pasuk is so important to Rosh Hashanah. The Rina is the shofar. Hashem, you should accept the Rina. You have to accept the shofar, and the way you're going to accept the shofar is not let the Satan interfere. The Rosh Hashanah of Kiras Kuf, Reish is Reish Ayin Kira, and Sagvenu Taharenu Nara is Satan. So that's why in the Siddur, you look in the Siddur, the third column, besides now that we know we have Elohim, the 49 words of the Mizmar, and the 49 letters of the middle pasuk of the Mizmar, Yismichu, the Ranenu, Lo'umim. We also have now the Ana, the Koyach, the Dulus, Yimincha, Tater, Tzura, and on day 7, we have the Rosh Tevos of that first pasuk of Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Yud, Tov, Tzadi. And then we go through the entire thing for all 7 days. Now, what about saying Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso Le'olam Lo'ed? So let's go take a step back. So what have we done so far? First is the little Shem Yichud. Then we had the Bracha. Then we had the Harachma. Then we said the Lamatzeach. And now we're saying Ona B'Koyach. Ona B'Koyach has 7. How many words are there in Ona B'Koyach, by the way? 42. And the way we get from 42 to 49 is because we take the Rosh Hashanah for the 7. Question. General question. Why do we sometimes at least say Baruch Shem Kivoyd Malchuso Li'olam Voed after we recite this very mystical prayer of Rabbi Nechunya Ben Akone? Because in the Beis HaMikdash, on Yom HaKippurim, Kishahoye Koin Gadol, when he was masked the Shem Hashem, then what do we respond? Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso Li'olam Voed. We do come Hayukar Meshachat V'Yomim Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso Li'olam Voed. This mystical prayer, the Avoda. In the Beis HaMikdash, we didn't answer Amen. If you were in the Beis HaMikdash and the Koin Gadol, he shechted your carbon. Baruch Atah Hashem Kivod Malchuso Li'olam Voed. Mitzvah Tzvanu, Al Shchitas Hachatas, Al Shchitas HaZevach. You would not answer Amen. You would say Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso Li'olam Voed. Baruch Hashem Li'olam Amen V'Amen. You would do different things to say. You would say this nusach, being that there are 42 letters, there are 42 words. The 42 words allude to the Shem Hashem that has 42 letters. What that is, I have no idea. Whatever that means, obviously it's these 42 letters. Aleph, Beis, Gimel. This whole thing, this is called the Shem Mem Beis. So since we are now focusing on this mystical thing called the Shem Mem Beis of 42, which is only uttered in the Beis Hamikdash, and when the Beis Hamikdash was said, you did not respond with Amen, but you responded with Baruch Shem Kvar Malchuso Li'olam Voed. That is why, at the end of reciting on the Bekoach, it is customary to say Baruch Shem Kvar Malchuso Li'olam Voed. That is another very big issue. Do you say Baruch Shem Kvar Malchuso Li'olam Voed out loud? We know that when we say Kriya Shema, you say it quietly in order not to get the Malachim that we're not supposed to know about. It's Yaakov Avinu did not. Yaakov Avinu said it. Moshe did not say it. The Gemara says, what do? We make a pshara. We say it quietly. The Malachim, this is something which only the Malachim are supposed to know about. It's not something that we are supposed to know. So we say it quietly. That's true when we recite Kriya Shema. But what about when? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe, he wrote in the Torah. He didn't want to get the Malachim jealous. Yaakov Avinu said it, but not so the Medrash says. So we don't say it. So there's a very big debate. Do you say it out loud when you say on the Bekach? When you say the Bekach, Karbonos in the morning, you say it. You say it Friday night. You say it, and you say it by Svira. When else do you say it? I don't remember. So there's a machlokes ha-poskim. Some say that you're supposed to always say it quietly, and some say you're supposed to say it. You can say it out loud. The hakpod is only during Kriya Shema, not during the recital of things like this.
Some Siddurim don't have the abbreviations that we
have. They don't, because Kabbalistic, it's not supposed to be seen. He shouldn't say. And some, here he brings down in the Makarati that then look in the old Svarim. Yeah.
Prague, yeah. on the ceiling, they have all kinds of Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
And they have some of the
Koyach. Okay. Now, some have the custom not to say Baruch Shem at all. It's not necessary. There's no reason to say the Old Kaddish. You're saying the Psukim, you're not saying the Rosh Tevos. So he brings down his sources that, Adrabah, what are you getting involved in these mystical things? Don't even say Baruch Shem Kermalchusol. In the Old Siddurim, they did not even have printed Baruch Shem Kermalchusol Liolam Boed at the end of the Ono B'Koyach. Okay. Now let's just go back one further step. We all know the Lamed Sech B'Neginus, we're Kabbalistic stuff here today. This is not our style. But this Mizmah, Lamed Sech B'Neginus Mizmah, sure, in many shuls, they have them here, not yet, maybe soon they'll have in the new shul, they have the menorah. The menorah is printed with Lanatseach Beneginos Mizmah Shir, it's written from right to left, left to right, on a menorah. So indeed, some people have the tradition that they say this Mizmah is said when you're looking, you read it off a menorah. In the Sfaradish of Sidurim, they have it. And so this is something which obviously is very Kabbalistic. Okay, there's another. Now I'm going back. One thing is that some during Sfira, I told you, they say at the end of davening. Some say during Birchas, they said after Lamatzech. During the 50 days of Sfira, the custom was to Lamatzech, not at the end of davening, but after Birchas HaTorah. You say Birchas HaTorah, and then you say Birchas Koyhanim. And after you say Birchas Koyhanim, you recite the Mizmor Lamatzech B'Neginos Mizmor Shir. Because this, Elokim Yichonenu, Divarchenu, Yoer Ponavitonu Sela, obviously the words of Yivarechacha and Yoer and Vichuneko, a lot of the themes of Birchas Koyhanim relate to Birchas Koyhanim. So this, it seems, was always appended, this Mizmor Lamatzech was always appended to Birchas Koyhanim. Okay, now, let's go. The last part of the Nusach HaTzvila is the Ribbonai Shalolam. Okay, the Ribbonai Shalolam is the last part of the Tzvila, and now we come to the last part of the last Kabbalistic part of the sphere is the Sfiris. Okay, there is Chesed, Gevura, Teferes, Netzach, Hoid, Yisoid, Malchus. Right, those are the seven spheros, and we have these combinations. Chesed Sheb Chesed, we start off with Chesed, Chesed Chesed, we go through Gvur Sheb Chesed, Tefer Sheb Chesed, and that is added into the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is one of the most mystical tefillos that there is in the Nusach and the Siddur. For those who say it, have no idea what this is. L'kidei l'taharenu miklipaseinu umitumoseinu. Okay, then it says, and then we, at the end we say, Yirotzim lufnach Hashem Elohim, because I was saying, Shabbos Sfira 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 Yisukan Mas Shepaganti Besfira, and then you go to the chart, and in the chart, it has here what that particular day is, and that's where you add it. Ve'etoher ve'eskadesh b'kdush sholmaila yidei zeh yishubav, whatever this is. He brings down here a lot of poskim very, very strongly object to someone saying this tefillah, because if you don't know what this is all about, what are you getting involved? Don't krich where you don't belong. My mother always used to tell me, don't krich where you don't belong. You don't know what this is about. What are you getting involved saying this? You know these spheres, all right? But you always have people screaming out Chesed Shabigvur. People, they like to scream out. Okay, so it's add some mystique to the sphere.
Calendars on the
shul. Some people, they have a pshara, and the pshara is you just should say. The pshara is to say, leave out the part of Masha Paganti Bisfir. You can say it, but just don't go into detail. Don't go into detail. Whatever it says in the chart, it says on the chart. Okay, let me just make sure I didn't forget anything. I think we pretty much got. Okay, one last interesting thing I found interesting is there used to be a different nusach. No one does this today, but this was indeed the nusach of the Maril. Everything, all the minhagim come from the Maril. It comes from the Rav Yah. when they would make say Sfira, Baruch Atah Hashem Kedem Melech Masher Kedushan B'mitzvah Sfira 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 Shehayoyim Yoyim Echad V'Oymer, the Shin. It's a whole different flavor to the Nusach Sfira. You make Shehayoyim Asoroyim Achad Osoyim Shehemish, because today is 11 days in the Yomer. Okay, we don't do that. Obviously, that's not a minute. We the Nusach Nusach is as a standard Nusach Hayom, this is the day. Okay, so Sachar, I think we pretty much gone through the entire Nusach L'Shem Yichud. The Rashi Prakim, there's a few other short things before we conclude for the Rashi Prakim, what we've done. Very quickly. The L'Shem Yichud. What's unique about the L'Shem Yichud? What's the problem with the L'Shem Yichud? Pratim is why do we have mitzvah saseh? What else is very unique about the L'Shem Yichud? You conclude the end of the pasuk. The end of the pasuk is what's the end of the pasuk of the graft mincha chadosh al Hashem? That's bizarre because that's not part. What was the answer? Because L'Shem Yichud is not a prayer. L'Shem Yichud is a warm up. It's something you're saying to yourself. When you're saying it to yourself, you're not allowed to call psukah de paske moisha nam loy paskina. It's bracha. What was unique about the bracha?
You're supposed to say it quietly?
What? You're
supposed to say it quietly?
Well, not necessarily. You wouldn't hear
it.
Like
the whole
shit goes, you get
loud.
Yeah. No, not say quietly. No, but the point we wanted to make is when we discussed yesterday is that the contradiction that when you quote the pasuk in the L'Shem Yichud, you recite the entire pasuk, but in the Ribbono Shel Olam at the end, you do not recite the entire pasuk. You leave out the last three words, Mincha Chadosha La Hashem. The question is why? Why the contradiction? So we discussed because the L'Shem Yichud is not a Tfila. It is a personal hachana. And a personal hachana, you apply the principle called pasuk lepaskei Moshe anan lepaskinan. In the Ribbono Shel Olam, it is a tfila. And when you pray, you're allowed to break up psukim in order. Okay, we discussed the bracha. What's unique about the bracha? The bracha is a very concise bracha. Sviras ha'omer. We would really prefer to say sviras hayomim. You can't say yomim because yomim of what? You can't say sviras yimei ha'omer. It's misleading. I'm going to bring the omer in multiple days. Problem. So what would be the ideal thing to say? That day are the days that we count after the bring of the Omer until Shavuos. That's also not a good idea because the bracha then becomes too long. So because there is no perfect solution, we will makatzer to a short bracha. Okay, we discuss all the different ways of counting days, the weeks. Some don't count the days; you just count the day and the week. Some count. Do you say the word Omer at all? Where do you put the word Omer? Do you say Bo Omer? Do you say Lomer? And all the various issues. Okay, then we discuss the Harachamon. Okay, we discuss the Lamatzeach, the Ona B'Koyach, the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we know the code of everything that's in the Nusach. We have the date, we have the Chesed Shebechesed, the 49 words of Lamatzeach, the 42 words of Ona B'Koyach and the Rashi Tevos, and the 49 letters of Yismichu, the fourth possible. Okay, now let's just go to a few other short things in the Rabbi Tezner Sefer to finish off. Now, first of all, this year, let's make some calculations. This year, when is Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh is Sunday. So that basically means, are you allowed to shave on Friday?
No.
Are you allowed to shave on Friday? So it's a machlokes apoiskim. Since it's Shabbos,
it's not Shabbos Rosh Chodesh.
By Tezner, he says it's a machlokes. Some hold that since it's Shabbos, different minhagim. It's different minhagim. What to Shabbos when you have Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh back to back, but it's not Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Okay, when is Lag Bomer this year?
Thursday.
So it's not a gamble. Let's say you have a Lag Bomer on a Sunday. Lag Bomer is on a Sunday. So of course the rule is you can shave Friday. Now here's something that is very interesting. A Sfaradim cannot. The only reason why Ashkenazim are allowed to shave on Friday is because Lag Bomer, we shave Lag Bomer by day. But Sfaradim, who observe a full 33 days, they do not apply the principle of Nixas Hayom Kikuloi. And they wait until day 34, so that's too much of a hefsek. There's no heter to wait to shave in between those times. Okay, another. Okay, we discussed Okay, here's an issue. What about a person has a choice between davening Ma'ariv with a minyan and saying Sfira with a minyan? In other words, that's another issue. Let's take one time that. Let's go to your question. You're not going to daven Ma'ariv until 11 o'clock at night. You're not going to daven until 11 o'clock at night. Should you count Sfira early as possible? So one thing, you want to daven 9 o'clock, or you have a said smell, but you're not going to until later on. So what has kedima? Berov am hadras melech, or zrizim makdimim lemitzvahs. And also, what else contributes to zrizim makdimim lemitzvahs? You also contribute to nimos, saying Sfira as early as possible.
You can't do any
melacha between Ma'ariv and Sfira. That's a nina. That's a lechatchila. But let's say you have no choice. You're not going to be able to. You can daven Ma'ariv b'min. So this is a very big machlokes apayiskim. Some say that you should daven Ma'ariv, that you should wait to have a minyan. That Barov Am Hadras Melech overrides Zrizim Akdim Lemitzvah Sentimus, being that Bizman Hazeh, it's only anyway Midrabanan. Some say not, some say that that you should not wait. This is just a very issue which the debates is not clear. Next child, what happened? One thing is certainly clear. Let's say you're not going to daven Ma'ariv with a minyan. You're going to daven Ma'ariv b'yechidus. What do you do first? I'm going to daven Ma'ariv now b'yechidus. Do I first daven Ma'ariv? It's the Zman, it's Seisak L'chavim. I'm not going to minyan. I'm going to daven Ma'ariv. Should I say Sfira now? Or should I daven Ma'ariv first? So I'm not going to have Berov Am Hadras Melech. So here, will someone to say Todir? V'she'ene Todir? Todir Koidem? You first daven Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv always comes first and then comes Sfira. And that's why in Shul, think about it, when you come to Shul, why in Shul is the meaning you first daven Ma'ariv and then you say Sfira. Once everyone is ready for Baruch Hu, so why not do Sfira first and then daven Ma'ariv? The rule is always Todir, V'she'ene Todir, Todir Koidem. Okay, let's just jump around to some other quick things. Noshim, the meaning is that Noshim do not generally, the Noshim, we discussed the Machlokes, are Noshim Chayiv, and they're not Chayiv. The Mishnah Berurah says that a woman should not make a bracha, because it's muftach, they're not going to make it to the end. Okay? They're not going to make it. So some people are very insulted. So Rabbi Tezner, he explains, he says something very important, very interesting, very telling about at times. He says, people make a mistake and think the reason why the Mishnah Berurah writes they're not going to make it to the end is because women, they're going to forget. It's not the pshat. They're not going to forget. They're going to remember better than men are going to remember. The problem is that because women don't do it b'tzibur, it's very likely they're going to count the wrong day. That they're going to count every single night. There's no question about it. But they're doing it all alone. You got to keep track. Yesterday was 5, 6, 7. It's netul 49 days. You're going to make count. And therefore, that was only true in previous times when it was not very common to have a calendar to mark off to keep cheshbon. Today, wherever you blink, there's another chart. It's an email. It's a chart. It's a sign. It's a reminder. Don't worry. Your local yeshiva will make sure you know when it's Sfira so that you can send them a donation. Today, since it's prevalent to have so many charts, therefore the time does not apply, and therefore women without question can make a bracha. The point the Chiddush is saying, it says it's not like people. It's not because they're going to forget. They're not going to forget. It's but when you're doing it b'yechidus, it's very common to make a mistake in the calculation. Okay. Another interesting idea he talks, this is more of an agada on Lag Ba'omer. On Lag Ba'omer, the first very interesting halacha, he paskins, or he tells the paskins, that if you only count the day, you can still make a bracha. Let's say someone asks, we all know, let's say a person asks you a question. How many days is it? What's the Omer? So you're supposed to say, well, yesterday it was 10. That's what you're supposed to say. It's time to count. Sphere, you did not count yet. How many days? Yesterday was 10. Nor that. If you're going to say, oh, today is 11, oh, you're in a lot of trouble. What happens if you make a mistake and you say, tonight is 11? And then you go, oops, I myself did not count. Can you still make a bracha? By Tezner Paskins, you can make a bracha. If you don't count the weeks, lo yatsa. If you don't count, we're just saying 30, saying that today is 11.
So 11. That's only after the first week.
What about day?
That's only after the correct. Only after the first week. They have a lamai nafkin mina, the most common mistake. You hear this almost every year in shul. Lag v'omer. You're waiting for Ma'ariv. So what are you doing for Lag v'omer? What are you doing? Someone's going to slip. It's very, especially if you daven Ma'ariv late, if you daven Ma'ariv 9, 10 o'clock, and it's already everyone, and you go see what's doing in Meiron, you want to go see what's going on, and you're going to say, it's very common. So he passes you, you slip and you say it's Lag v'omer because you did not say the weeks and the days. That is not in halacha called the counting, the way it's supposed to be done, and you can still make a bracha. Well, the fee Zeb, Belel, I'm reading over you what he says, who's he bringing this down? Because it's the Mishnah Berurah brings this down. He's bringing this the Mishnah Berurah. It's not a kamalacha. Because of HaMishnah Berurah, Sivkon Chav Gim, this is which simon is it? I have to go look up the simon. But B'Shem Achroinim, the Shekol Zehu Kishachshola Sobiyam HaHashoinim, the first days of Sviyah, like the first 7 days, the first 6 days. Yeah. Aval, Mishnah Berurah says this. Aval. Achar shegia lemisper hashavuos afilu omar lo hayoim kach v'kach ein ze klum kol shloihus hiskir shavuos mitzach lachza lisper baracha ulefi ze b'lo lag b'oimer im omar lefnei hashesof hashayim lam yom yom yachal lisper ach kach baracha. You can still make the baracha. If you by mistake you say lag b'oimer. Okay. Some other short halachas. Are you allowed to go swimming during? Are you allowed to go swimming during Sira? Are you allowed to go swimming? So if people get very confused and they think it's just like the 3 weeks. All right, just like the 3 weeks. So it's clear as day. There's no such thing. There's no such restriction of rechitza. As we mentioned yesterday, the laws of Avelos, are the 3 weeks. The Avelos during Sira is a minuk. It's a lightweight minuk. And there are very minor, restrictions are very minor, and there is no restriction whatsoever. You can make a shachiyah, as we said before. This, that anyone says you can make a shachiyah, you can't buy new clothing, it's loiberi shayinim v'loiberi achrayinim. There's no people who are misled. They think they can't go swimming. There's no such thing you can go swimming. He brings down a very interesting story from either was the Stipler, it was a Mice and Eretz Yisrael, where two people went swimming on Svira and they drowned on the beach. So everyone started saying it's they got what they deserved. Okay? Bizarre. I think it was the Stipler, he says, Shtusim v'havolim. You know why it happened to them? You know why it happened? Because there were no lifeguards. The beach was closed. It was illegal. I once read an article, it was a very disturbing article. A person says he was almost run over. So he said, the person, there's a woman who wrote this article, she says, I was almost run over. Because this, why was I so? So she said, if it hadn't come 1 inch closer, I would have been run over. And then she said, then he would have gone, they would have gone to Hespedim, they would have said, you know why I was run over? It's because of the internet. Because it's sneers. It's because of talking during davening. Let me tell you, Rabbi Sai, that's not the reason why I almost was killed. I was killed because this Meshugna went through a red light. He doesn't know how to drive. So basically, the Stipler said the same thing. Don't start making a bubamisis. The reason why they drowned was because the beach was closed. It was illegal. There were no lifeguards. It was a day when you weren't allowed to go swimming. That's why there's no restriction when it comes to swimming. Okay. Now, something else to keep in mind, there are people that have suggested that a lot of the minhagim of Avelus during the 3 weeks really been reinstated because of the Crusades. Tach v'tat. Gzeres tach v'tat. And which basically means that until the time of the Crusades, this minhag of Rabbi Akiva was much weaker. There were much more leniencies. Because the Crusades, the thrust, the tragedies of the Crusades happened during the time of Sfira, the Iker Av HaRachamin, when they established the Nusach of Av HaRachamin, was established as a Zecher for the martyrs of the Crusades. And that happened during the time in the, between Pesach and Shavuos, really right before Shavuos. The main thing was some of them. That's Chnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchnulchn Tatnu, right, Tatnu. 1096, I'm confusing with Khmelnytsky. Tatnu was made by the Rishon, the late Rishonim. The late Rashi made it?
Rashi.
He composed it?
What, the Rashi was by Rashi?
Yes. Tatnu, 1096.
What did they establish
with Tatnu? There were other kinas that were established. There's a whole book. There were other kinas. There were other kinas. No, we don't have anything in the Nusach HaTfilin. There was Chav Sivan. It was
what?
Chav Sivan? Is Chav Sivan the Tachvatat? No, that's another thing. That's the burning of the Talmud. There were other days. I don't remember the details. But the Iker of Harachim, that's why in Shabbos Mavorchim Iyar, you say of Harachim. You don't say of Harachim any other. What? Sivan, no question. Even though, because that was the Iker. And when they first established, they only said it once a year. This is a fact. Once a year, Av Harachim was once a year. Shabbos Mevorchim Sivan. Then, by extension, it was expanded to the entire year. It didn't just include the Crusades; it included all martyrs, all victims of tragedy.
One of the
settlements.
The whole year, every single day. Every single day. But this is why, and therefore some suggest, there are people there's rabbinic literature to support this, is that the Minig Avelos that we observe today is primarily for the martyrs of the Crusades. Not because of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. Somehow we got all mixed up. A lot of things in Galus got us all confused. And we attributed back to the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, but it's not really the thrust of why it was reimposed and why it was strengthened. Why was the Crusade so different?
You have a basic question. I don't want to say this, but they were responsible for their own death. It was in the skin. We're not talking where the other people going.
Where? Who? Not the Crusades.
No, the Talmidei
Rabbi Akiva. So why are we Nohago covered Zelazek? Okay, so there's a mix. It's not so during this Tkufa, it's not just the Crusades, there are other things going on. Okay, so let me conclude with one Dvar Agada. It's not just a Dvar Agada. Anything else I left out and wanted to mention? Okay, there is just one Dvar Agada. Okay, one other. This is an interesting idea. Before we go to the Dvar Agada, there's all the other thing that's very interesting that Rav Tesner has. We don't listen to music. Okay, we don't listen to live music, and we don't necessarily listen to music on tapes, on recordings. You can't say tape anymore. This generation, they chose tape. What's a tape? Yeah. You know, it's a digital recording.
CDs.
What's a CD? What's a CD? C doesn't exist anymore.
MP3.
Flash drive. Okay, even that, you don't even know what it is anymore. Okay, but you don't listen to digital recording of music or coin. Now, what about a cappella? That's a big machlekes apoyskim. Very big machlekes apoyskim. Is it proper? Is it not proper? Okay, but now this is very interesting that you would think. This is what he says. He says over here a fascinating chiddush. He says to a fascinating, Rabbi Tesner has an incredible insight. He says, why don't we listen to music? Why don't we listen to music? Let's say I talk about live music, the real deal. Okay, you go to a concert. I don't see any advertisements from the Miami Boys Choirs during Sirius Ayner. There's no live... They have school. Mitzvah Shabbos. Why do we have? So you think because there are restrictions, you don't engage in simcha during Sukkot. That's not the pshat. It says the Meikar Hadin. We all know this to be true. Meikar Hadin. You're not supposed to listen to live music the whole year round because of the Churban Beis Hamikdash. That is the Ikar Hadin. And there are people, there are poskim that are not, you know, they don't need this, so it's very easy for them to say. So we don't know. The only ikar simcha is by chasen kalas. Right. The only ikar simcha of klei shir is by go to a wedding. So when you go to a new wedding, that's the time you'll enjoy klei shir. You have to go to a concert. You have to go listen to CDs and industries, a billion-dollar industry. All the CDs that have come out. You don't need it. It's awesome. It's a gzera she'ein roiv hatzibur yecholim lamoid boy. So therefore, memela, it's acceptable. The dashu barabim, it became 100% mutter. Now here's the chiddush. During svira, this is what Rabbi Tezner says. He must be quoting a lot of things here. It's illegal. It's not quoting his own. It's an incredible chiddush. So we make a mistake and we think, oh, now it's Svira, it's mutter to do whatever you want, but Svira, no, Avelos, the Crusades, so we're not going to listen to music. No. What you're just doing is you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. The reason why you're not listening to music is because you're being misabel on the Churban Beis Hamikdash. The whole year round, I can't. I'm not on that madrega. The whole year round, I need a good CD. I need a good a little music to cheer me up. So the whole year. But during Svira, when you're not listening to music, it's incredible an insight. The reason why I'm not listening is not because I'm now going to focus on the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. I'm now going to focus on the Crusades. No, that's not what you're doing. It's a time of din. It's Yimei Hadin. Terrible things happen during this time. 24 of our best were taken from us. The Crusades, the horrors of the Crusades are just beyond words to describe. No, you're not. But being that is a Yimei Hadin, let's go back to the basics. And the basics are the Churban Beis Hamikdash.
If we should grow a beard, because you're supposed to have a beard all year.
Who says? Who says? You're going back. It's an incredible idea. You're going back to the basics. And the basics are the Churban Beis Hamikdash. So it comes out with this incredible insight. There is some truth to this. We're groping in the darkness. Well, why people are making these comparisons. Oh, there's the three weeks and Svira. Don't confuse me with the facts. Okay? The 3 weeks is Avelos and Svira. I mean, Akiva, the Crusades. The truth is, the Svira is also brings with it the Avelos of the Beis HaMikdash. Because some of the things that we do are things that we really should be doing the whole year round, which we can't, it's too hard for us. But we're going back, it's a different, totally different way to look at the Avelos during the Svira. We're bringing the 3 weeks into the current day. Okay, last idea, it's a little bit of a Muslim, but it's a very general idea. Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer today became I don't know, became a whole yonder from the Atzmo, and here in some of the Svam they say that if Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai will come out of his grave and see what's going on, he will come on, he will go back. Rashbi was the one whose motto was Toirosoy Umnosoy. He spent 13 years in the cave. He didn't daven, except rarely, only because Toirosoy Umnosoy. Do you know the little Torah that goes on in Lag BaOmer? The Bittul Torah, the parades, Meiron, the traveling to Meiron, the preparation, what goes on. Is this really what Rashbi wants? The enormous Bittul Torah? No way. Guys, some make that. The Chasam Sofer was dead against going to Meiron. Why? Number one, he didn't go for this whole hocus pocus stuff of Kabbalah and whatever. But additionally, there's another problem he held is that Sfas is not not the place where you have simcha, Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to go into, that was one of the major criticisms, the earthquake. There was a very big earthquake, how many, in Tzvas, and they attribute, because they treated Tzvas as the new Yerushalayim. By going to the kever of Rashbi, you're elevating Tzvas into a, Meiron. You're elevating it into a Mokoyim Kodosh.
Tzvas did not go to Meiron.
Who?
They did not. Why not?
No. First of all, the Sabbath veneer from Tzfas, you could see Meiron.
Right.
So they have the minute they don't go.
Okay, so he objected that you're not allowed to give more cover to one city in Eretz Yisrael over Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, this is where all the action is. Yeah. And making an event, a holiday that centers on a city outside Yerushalayim, Chassam Sefelt is wrong. Besides the other reasons, the Bittul Torah, besides this Kabbalistic thing, which we're not in the Madrega to understand Kabbalah.
Not until much later.
Right, but even during his time, he already started.
200 years ago.
It was not, but even during the Chassam Sefer 200 years ago, it was nothing compared to what it is today. Okay, so many people do celebrate. Now, was it the day that he was Nifter? That's very questionable. Was it the day that he was Nifter? But one thing, he says something very interesting. He says that we take this for granted. Why indeed it became a Yom Tov? Why there is indeed a Yom Tov? And that is because Rashbi should have died by the Malchus. Rashi was a wanted man, and when the government, the Roman officials wanted him to die, they al derech hateva should have gotten their way, and he would have been put to death, would have been tortured, and harugi Malchus einam nikbarin, are not buried, and it was a miracle al derech hateva that he survived. Therefore, the day that he died, his patira, he established, he gave it, this is what he brings out, he gave it Tzavah, should be established as a Yom Tov. Why? To give Shevach Vodot to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he died a regular Misa, a Misa Bidei Shemayim and Wazorcha to Kvura. Something that we take for granted. And on today, you can't even take it for granted. Today, the horrors of what's going on out there in the world, decapitations, planes missing out of the middle of nowhere, horror stories, 9/11, people are vaporized. It's something that, you know, in modern times, until recently, we take for granted. A person dies a natural death, has a kavura, it's a very big cover for the mace. It wasn't so simple in his time. And he was not meant to have this bracha of having a misa b'dei shemayim, to die in a deathbed and to die in a normal way. And he was given a gift. So he said, because I was given something I was not supposed to have, I want to make this as a Yom Tov. People should appreciate the simple things in life. So Lag BaOmer, it's a day where you celebrate the simple things in life. What simple things in life? To die. Just to die a normal, it's inevitable, right? It's inevitable. It's a very, very morose. It totally changes the tone of what Lag BaOmer is, all the singing and dancing. But it puts a whole different perspective on what the holiday is. Don't take anything in life for granted. The simplest thing you can hope for is to die in peace, to die and rest in peace. No guarantees. There's something to celebrate, even on these simple things. A whole different, shocking way to take a look at the Simcha of Lag BaOmer. On that note, have a wonderful day.